Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Taesa's fourth quarter and 2020 results video conference. This event is being simultaneously broadcasted over the internet via webcast through ri.taesa.com.br, where you can find the presentation. The replay of this event will be available soon after its closing, and participants will control the slide selection. This event is being recorded and that all participants will be on listen-only mode during Taesa's video conference call presentation. We will then start the Q&A session. The video and the questions will be held exclusively through the webcast tool. As some of the speakers are remote, oscillations or instabilities may occur during the video conference, impacting the response time, especially during the Q&A session. So we count on your understanding. We would like to inform that this video conference is being simultaneously translated into English. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that statements made during this video conference call regarding Taesa's business prospects, projections, and operating and financial targets are beliefs and assumption of the company's management, as well as information currently available to Taesa. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees or performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors can affect the company's future results and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Cristiano Grangiero, Investor Relations Manager. Mr. Cristiano, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for joining our video conference call for Taesa's fourth quarter and year 2020 results. I would like to remind you that your questions can be sent via webcast exclusively at any time during the presentation. You don't have to wait until the end of the presentation. And before we start, I would like to introduce the executive board of Taesa. So let's go to slide number three. Here, I will introduce our executive board. We have CEO Andres Teles Moreira, an electrical engineer from Itajubá, two MBAs, 15 years of experience in the power sector, nine of them in the C-level experience, and board directors of companies in the power sector in Brazil, Spain, and the United States. He has led companies that were awarded seven times in first place in Abragi and six consecutive times in Great Place to Work Brazil, and is at Taesa since November 2020. Eric Breyer, CFO and Investor Relations Director. He has a law degree from UFF, master's degree from PUC-MG, Fundação do Cabral, two MBAs, two years of experience in the power sector, 16 of them as C-level experience and board of directors of dozens of companies in infrastructure and financial sector. He is in Taesa since November 2020. Then we have Marco Faria, our technical director and electrical engineer by the Catholic University, MG, MBA by Fundação Getúlio Vargas, 40 years of experience in the power sector, 11 of them at C-level, and board members of ONS, Abrace, and several companies in the power sector. He's in Taesa since 2009. Fabio, the director in business and equity management, Fabio Fernandes, economist graduated from Cândido Mendes, MBA from IBMEC, 25 years of experience in the infrastructure and financial markets. board member of several companies in the electrical sector with Taesa since 2007, and Marcos Vinicius, our implementation director, electrical engineer from Catholic University, MG, MBA by FGV, 45 years of experience, seven of them as a C-level, a member of the board of directors of Abrate, and is at Taesa since 2019. So this is our management, and they will present our results, and I will give the floor to André, our CEO, to begin his presentation. Thank you, Cristiane, for the brief presentation of Taesa's new management, and good morning to all. It is a real pleasure to sit here for the first time to present the results of Taesa and to talk a little bit about this incredible company. In the short time I've been here, 4 months, next 16th, I've been able to understand the capacity and the quality that the team has to have to deliver, not to mention the great collaborative spirit of everyone. And I have quickly identified myself. We have great challenges ahead of us. I am sure that with this great asset that are the people and the other resources of Taesa, we will conquer great opportunities, and it's just a matter of time. And together with the management, we're here for this, to contribute and do better what Taesa already does. We have a lot to work, and my feeling is that everyone at Taesa is very motivated and will do their best to achieve them. But before we discuss our future, it's important to celebrate the present and our achievements that were many in 2020. This year, 2020, was undeniably very challenging. And I don't need to dwell here on the reasons why, as it is common knowledge to all. And Taesa, which has a golden rule that is the health and safety of its employees and the national interconnected system, quickly sought to inform itself and to take the necessary measures to protect people, its greatest asset, and ensure the continuity of its operations and do its part in containing the pandemic in the country. Amongst the measures are the use of medical scientific technology and knowledge to monitor symptoms and keep our team safe, in the use of home office by the administrative teams, which completed 1 year in March, and operating and maintenance plan that has been successful in ensuring the availability of our assets in the SI end. And even in the face of all the adversities, the company presented a solid result in 2020, confirming its commitment to our strategic values of sustainable growth and financial discipline. In the first semester of 2020, we concluded the acquisitions of São João, São Pedro, Lagoa Nova, and we energized EDT and Mariana project. These events, associated with the projects completed at the end of 2019, Miracema and Novatrans reinforcements, added around 260 million RAB for the company and were responsible for the resumption of the growth in operating income. In the operating field, we maintained our level of operational excellence, demonstrating our capacity to adapt and react quickly in the midst of a very adverse scenario never before seen. I would like to highlight the continuity in the execution of the works, with emphasis on the investments in 2020, and say that there are good expectations of delivering some projects in 2021 before the annual deadline. We will go more into details about our performance in the next slides, but first, I would like to show the progress made in our sustainability agenda. So let's go to slide number four. Well, we've continued implementing several actions in order to strengthen communication and transparency and provide a a continuous evolution of environmental, social, and governance matters inside and outside ties. Amongst the actions are the definition of our long-term strategic planning to 2030 to ensure the long-lasting and sustainable success of the business with the participation of practically 100% of our employees. We've divided this in a number of areas: competitiveness and efficiencies to be more competitive in the auctions. We have to be more efficient. Growth focused on auctions, acquisitions, and improvements in our assets. With part of our strategic plan, we are resizing the operations and control area in order for it to be more modern and support our growth. Another point, regulatory management, that is important for a transmission company. And finally, sustainability. We are strongly discussing this theme that is very important to guide the future and to guarantee the sustainability of our business. As an example, we launched the diversity program with a number of actions that will hire diverse employees, and we will sensitize employees to include coexistence, inequity, and respect, valuing differences. They could be cultural, social, religious, or ethnic. There is no doubt about the fact that the diversity of ideas, opinions, and beliefs generates value to any business and for each person. And now we want to intensification of protection, safety, and health measures in the face of the pandemic. There is the evolution of the 2020-21 Social Environmental Report following international reporting standards for responsible investments, as GRI, Global Reporting Initiative, and also the mapping of our greenhouse gas inventory, which is a key step to understand our impact on climate change and global warming and set reduction targets. In 2021, we adhered to the Women's Empowerment Principle created by UN Women in conjunction with Global Compact, which aims to incorporate into companies' values and practices aimed at gender equity and women's empowerment. Finally, I would like to highlight our financial discipline associated with adequate compensation for our shareholders. More than a value, it's a mantra in the company. Our decisions are always made with financial discipline in mind. And since our business model provides a predictable cash flow, it is important that this translates into remuneration to our shareholders that is also only feasible with a diligent management of the business, thus generating a virtuous cycle between shareholders and company, sustaining the long lasting of the business. That said, I am pleased to share with you the approval by our board of directors of the proposed allocation of the 2020 profit still to be submitted to the shareholders meeting, which includes the distribution of additional dividends of 562 million or 1.63 per unit. This amount added to the dividends already paid in the year 2020 totals an impressive amount of R$4.66 per unit for the full fiscal year. This surprising figure places Taesa amongst the highest dividend payers in Brazil, something that the market has already recognized as a consequence of a regular distribution of dividends during practically its entire existence. And if we compare the total distribution of 4.60, we reach a yield of 50%, unquestionably attractive considering the current market conditions. Finally, I would like to highlight our recent Great Place to Work Certification Award, where we were recognized in first place in the Great Place to Work Energy 2020 highlights for the generation, distribution, and transmission sectors. Once again, I am so proud to be part of all of them. If it depends on me, we will conquer more and more challenges to build a bigger and more sustainable Taesa. Now I thank everyone. I will turn it to Marco Faria, who will elaborate on some of the differentiators of our operation, something totally aligned to the broad subject of sustainability. Thank you, André. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, corroborating with André's speech, I'd like to highlight the importance of innovation as a differentiating point for Taesa in the operational efficiency and sustainability of the business. So let's go to slide 5. Here you can see some of our operational differentials. In 2020, Taesa was ranked first in the utilities category in the award of the 100 most innovative in the use of IT in 2020 in Brazil. In our technical operational processes, we apply research and development projects essentially for innovation, safety, and operational efficiency. One example is the transformer and reactor monitoring system, which allows us to indicate and prioritize through a priority and risk level matrix the assets that must undergo maintenance. This allows us to intervene in the equipment before it fails. This reduces maintenance costs and variable portion. On other R&D projects, such as thermal monitoring and control of disconnecting switch maneuvers operated directly by Taesa's operation center, has reduced the variable portion by more than 1 million reais per year, besides increasing the system's availability and reliability. Our oil analysis laboratory, which is state of the art in this process, has computerized and automated the oil analysis process, promoting reliability and safety in the diagnosis. It's reduced the time of the field and laboratory teams by about 500 hours a year. The maintenance management system, MEGA, also developed exclusively for Taesa, provides complete efficiency to all operation and maintenance processes, from the scheduling of field teams, execution of services, records, and performance indicators. Only in the process of inspection and registration, we've eliminated the use of paper in over 10,000 sheets a year just in this part of the process. So this is equivalent of preserving a tree a year. This is Taesa contributing to the environment through its process chain. In the constant pursuit for operational efficiency and innovation of Taesa's assets performance management system, the analysis of events and calculation of events, and through a centralized environment and indicators, allows us to have a clear vision for decision making and optimizing maintenance planning for all assets installed in our concessions. The time optimization in the process is around 2,000 man hour a year. Also, the failure location system, the control of teams, and the field services by georeferencing allowed the reduction of time for the teams to respond to the events, which sustains their high rates of availability, as will be presented by Eric. And finally, I highlight Piaget, which is our intelligence portal for strategic management for Taesa that gathers all the technical, financial, and resource information, transforming data and measurements into information and decision, which is made available to all the management levels, bringing agility and security to the processes. Innovation is one of Taesa's values and one of the pillars of sustainability, which supports the company's results to be presented now by Eric. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco, and good morning to everyone. As I've been introduced, I am Eric Breyer, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer at Taesa. I would like to thank Cristiano for presenting the new management, André for the introduction, and Marco Faria for the technical director for his words. On the innovation front, it is impressive. I have undergone a number of power integration companies. This is a specialized company. When you have a company that only does this, like Taesa, it's important how broad is digital disruption and how this allows us to improve what we do, the capacity of control to know what is happening, intervention by innovation and technology has been something very positive that I saw when I arrived. Let's go to our results, and let's go to slide number six with the highlights of the fourth quarter of 2020. Here on this slide, we can see the 12.8% growth in the regulatory net operating revenue comparing the fourth quarter of 2020. This increase was driven by the commissioning of Miracena, Mariana, Novas Trans, reinforcements, the acquisitions of the São João, São Pedro, and Lagoa Nova concessions, and by the inflationary adjustments, the effects partially offset by the drop in RAB in some concessions. With this, the regulatory net revenue in 2020 totaled 1.5 billion reais, showing an annual increase of 9.4%. The regulatory EBITDA in the fourth quarter reached 302 million, 70% higher than the fourth quarter of 2019, with an EBITDA margin of 78.9%. The regulatory EBITDA was 8.3% higher compared to 2019, with an EBITDA margin of 81.9%. Another major highlight of the quarter was the strong performance of net income in IFRS that showed an increase both in the comparison between the quarters and the year comparison, totaling 829 million reais and 2.3 billion year to date. In the next slides, we will give you more details about the regulatory EBITDA and an x-ray on the net income performance in the IFRS. As André anticipated, the performance IFRS net income in 2020 provided for a robust dividend payout throughout the year, as well as an additional dividend proposal of 562 million reais to be approved at the shareholders meeting in April, on April 29th. With this, the company will distribute 1.6 billion reais of dividends for the fiscal year of 2020, representing a payout of 71% of net income in IFRS and 90.5% of adjusted net income, which excludes the effects of CPC 47. On the operational side, we had an excellent performance over the years. Taesa presented last year a liability index of 99.9%. There is a slight drop compared to 2019 and hundreds, which shows an extraordinary performance considering the pandemic and reinforces our operational excellence and commitment to transmit energy to all of society. So we will go now to slide seven, where we will talk about the regulatory result. And I would like to highlight here the resumption of Taesa's regulatory net revenues after 2 years of recurring declines due to a 50% drop in the RAB of the Category 2 recession. This resumption of growth demonstrates our success in recovering this natural of our business from the acquisition of new assets and the completion of transmission projects, we offset the reduction of WACC. We can see in the upper chart that the new projects added 183 million in revenue during the year, more than offsetting the drop in the RAB that was 160 million. In the lower chart, the regulatory cost rose almost 15%, driven by the incorporation of new assets. Excluding these assets, cost would have risen only 7%, which is basically the effect of inflation in the period. It's important to note in this slide that when we compare the increase in revenue, excluding the drop in RAB with the increase in cost, it's clear that acquisitions generated value since revenue grew 21.4% against 14.6% cost. This demonstrates not only our discipline on cost, but also our focus on growth with profitability. In summary, the new projects were a decisive factor for the resumption of growth in the EBITDA, as you can see in the chart on the right of the slide, maintaining a margin close to 82%. Even if we consider proportional consolidation, the margin is of 83.2%, adding 1.6 billion reais of EBITDA in a year. Now on slide 8, we break out the net income performance in the main impact lines. As you can see in the chart, the main factors explaining the almost 105% increase in the IFRS net income were a 184 million increase in monetary correction revenue due to higher macroeconomic indexes. The IGP-M presented an increase of 11.24% in the fourth quarter alone. I would like to remind you that our exposure to the IGP-M is higher since around 66% of TAESA's contractual asset base, considering proportionally all participations belong to Category 2 concession. An increase of 193 million in the implementation margin due to higher investments in projects compared to 2019. Three, a 464 million in growth in equity income, also explained by the investments in projects and macro indexes. Finally, due to the consolidation of the results of new brownfield and greenfield assets recently completed, adding approximately 340 million in the IFRS net income distributed in the various lines of TAESA's DRE. On the other hand, we had a negative effect of 217 million in the net financial expenses as a result of the fundings in 2020, the increase in the IPCA, and the lower volume of cash throughout 2020. Now, it is important to mention that in this result, the company adjusted its accounting practices in relation to its assets due to the CVM circular in December, which deals with relevant aspects, CPC 47 and 48 for transmission companies. Thus, we revised our estimates and adjustments about the margins and remuneration rates of the projects, impacting exclusively the concessions that expired in our greenfield. With this, we had an impact of 125 million for the year 2020, recorded in the results of 64 million for the previous year, 2018 and 2019, recorded in equity. Therefore, the net income for 2020, including this impact, was 2.1 billion, as can be seen on the right side of the chart. This revenue or the profit was above the past years. Now on slide 9, where we can see our indebtedness. At the end of the fourth quarter, the net debt totaled 6.2 billion, reaching a leverage level of 3.8 times. Even with the level of leverage, we believe that the company's debt profile is quite adequate, with low costs, 4%, around 4% real. This would be inflation plus 4%, the weighted cost, and we have extended terms of 5.1 years, which is a long period of time. So we do not have any difficulties in maintaining our indebtedness, our level of capital structure. We have no financial leverage covenant, and we have a great credibility with the fixed income market agents. We are AAA in both Moody's and Fitch rating agencies. And we have a compatible leverage with our cash generation. And I generally say in Taesa that it's the other way around. Our challenge is to maintain a high level of leverage, obtaining good investment opportunities, as André mentioned. Because this leverage level, if we are not able to use it properly inside the company, it will drop significantly because of the continuous cash flow that we have regarding our projects and existing assets. With this, I thank you for your attention. I will give the floor to Marcos Vinicius, who will end the presentation with a brief summary of our projects under construction and investments. Thank you very much. Marcos, I believe that your microphone is off. I would like to thank Eric and the directors that preceded me. And now I will talk about the new developments. Here you can see Janaúba, Paraguaçu, Santana, and also the developments that became operational. The works of the projects under construction are ongoing, although with the pandemic that has affected the country. The company is pursuing CapEx efficiency. And here you can see a number of projects for this year. We would like to highlight that in 2020, here we brought new revenues, that is investments of 1.5 billion. This is an increase of 10% when we compare it to the past year. This is an increase of 60% in investments. We believe that we will be able to deliver in before the deadline. And we have good prospects because we had to undergo a very complicated year during 2020. We had health problems. So I have a positive message, and we are at your disposal to answer specific questions. So we wish all of you a very good morning. Thank you, Marcos Vinicius. Now we will initiate our Q&A session. We already have some questions in line. And as I mentioned, some participants have already sent their questions. I will be the mediator of this session, and I will give the floor to the directors responsible for each one of the subjects. So please pose your questions. Here I have a number of them. I will start. Eric talked about indebtedness, but we received some questions about this. The indebtedness in 2020 ended in 3.8 times. What does the company see in terms of financial soundness and in the future? What do you see in terms of capacity? And another question, that there is an increase in Selic. What happens to the company in terms of its debt? Could you elaborate on these matters? So now I will hand it over to you.
Thank you, Cristiano. 3.8 billion in a pre-operational company that doesn't have cash flow, that still depends on funding to invest and to start to operate. This seems like a high number, but a company like Taesa that has robust cash generation, stable and robust cash flow, of course, is looking for new investments to increase its EBITDA, but it doesn't need investments to increase the cash flow. This is a very adequate number because with the level of leverage we have, an all-in cost level of IPCA plus 4, and with low exposure to Selic. Our exposure is very low. Of course, we try to manage this liability close to our revenue, but this is not something that concerns Taesa. We do have a leverage for our debt profile that is an average 4.1 years with amortization, totally adequate. It doesn't concern us, and there is space to even do more because of the cash flow that we have and because of the assets that we have that are stable and predictable.
Thank you, Eric. Our next question is connected to the readjustment of the RAP. Here we have some questions about the IGP-M. How does the readjustment work? How will the inflation impact the results? I will give the floor to André, and if any of the other officers want to contribute, they can speak after André.
Thank you, André. As we already presented on the net income slide, and here we have two parts, IGP-M, one-third, and IPCA. That is what we follow when we will continue performing. Unless we go through an acquisition or we buy something greenfield, we're talking about two-thirds in IGP-M and one-third IPCA. This is the profile right now.
Thank you, André. I have some questions, many questions that are similar, so I apologize if I don't mention everybody's name. Here we have M&A and auctions. How does the company see the growth of Taesa in the future, bearing in mind auctions and M&As? So I will give the floor to Fabio. Fabio, if you could elaborate on these matters.
Thank you, Cristiano. Thank you to everyone for participating in this conference, and thank you for the questions. As André Moreira mentioned in the beginning of the conference, Taesa sees in the upcoming 10 years as a very active agent in the transmission line sector, being it through M&As or auctions through NEO. We, fortunately, due to our geographic presence, as we are present in all the regions in Brazil with 14,000 in lines, we can differentiate ourselves from other players. And I believe that in the upcoming 3 years, we will position ourselves very actively and with competency. Taesa always thoroughly studies and responsibly studies the opportunities, always bearing in mind our pillars of sustainable growth, financial discipline, and also operational efficiency. Within these principles, and aware that these opportunities can give satisfactory returns to our customers, we will be active.
perspective. I hope I was able to answer your question. Any additional questions, please feel at ease to question again. So I'll give it back to Cristiano.
Thank you, Fabio. Here we have a question from an analyst, Guilherme from Santander, asking the exit of CEMIG from Taesa, and he wants to know what our position is regarding this information. I will give the floor to André so he can answer this question.
Thank you again. This is a subject that we don't disclose very much. So it is not our role. Our role is Taesa. We are consolidators of the sector. You know, this movement has no effect, and we continue believing in the company. We believe that we have an ambitious plan that will allow us to increase our figures. We have our strategy 2021-2030. Thank you very much.
Now, I received a question about dividends, about the payout of dividends. I can answer this question. As André already mentioned, there is a meeting of shareholders to approve what was recommended by the board. This meeting will take place on April 29th, and after this meeting, 3 years after, that will be the base date for the payment. The next question that we received here, I will also hand it over to André, is a possible intervention of the executive in the power sector. André, can you say something about this?
Thank you for the question. This is a subject that is interesting for the sector, but we continue believing in the evolution of the regulatory Brazilian framework. And as a company that operates in the market, we think in the medium and the long run, independently of what happens, we will continue focusing on our businesses. We really don't see that we're not concerned about this. Thank you for the question.
I've received a number of similar questions that we have already answered. If you wish to pose more questions, I will give you some time.
Here we have a question from Jorge. I will hand it over to Eric, our financial director, and the question is about the dividend policy of the company vis-à-vis the need of investment and debt. Eric, can you answer this question? You're muted, Eric.
Thank you. Jorge, thank you for your question. Let's start by the legal base. It's 50%. Our bylaws say that we pay 50%. This is where we start. During our strategic planning, we wanted to see if we were going to build a metric in order to determine the amount of investment versus leverage versus the CapEx that has to be realized. And we saw that the best to maximize the value of the shares is to deliberate according to the moment. So above 50%, we will be deliberating according to the investment possibilities that we have. Our focus is clear, that is to maximize equity, our own capital. If we can maintain sound and safe, stable indebtedness, we will pay. The nature of our business is to be a cash cow, but our mission is to pursue growth and to increase our equity through points of investment. We will always pay based on the expectations that we have in using properly these resources. Of course,
All this is a cash cow that always pays out dividends.
Thank you, Eric. We're waiting for more questions. I see that the questions are more of the same. I received a question regarding the drop of RAB. What does the company expect regarding the Category 2 contracts? What do we see if the company has reached the greatest impact? André, can you talk about the impact of the RAB and the result?
Well, absolutely. Our plan considers this curve of a drop in the RAB. This is why we're also talking about growth in order to offset a little bit this drop. It's a very significant drop, but certainly in addition to offsetting, we intend to grow more than this. This is a 10 year view, and our plan is based on this. Offset, we're talking about in of RAB 300 million throughout 10 years, and we want to exceed this condition. Thank you.
Thank you, André. So I believe that we have no further questions. I believe that we've answered all the questions of the investors. Now, I would like to thank you, but to bring to an end, I would like to hand it over to André for his final remarks. So good morning to everyone.
Thank you, Cristiano. My last message is to thank the entire team, the management in Taesa for attaining these results, the shareholders for believing in the company, all. The shareholders are very important. We have 340,000 shareholders, which is very important for us, which exerts the pressure positively to the company. So we are focusing on the strategic planning, and everything will be underway, and we will increase our capacity of governance. We will increase the sustainability of the business. We are focused on social aspects with projects, especially focused on our concession areas. This has been a challenging moment, and our main focus starts believing in our people that are our main assets, and we will continue doing this. We are in the middle of a pandemic, and we have a good scientific infrastructure to guarantee the health of our teams, of our partners, the communities that surround us, and this is important. Once again, I would like to thank you and all our important stakeholders so that we continue believing, because I believe that Taesa has a brilliant future. I count with all of you. Thank you, Cristiano. Thank you to all of you.
The video conference of the fourth quarter and 2020 results of TAESA has come to an end. We thank you and have a very good day.